Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text STAY to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text STAY to 321321. That's STAY to 321321.
Welcome back, and thank you for tuning in to Tomorrow. It's our 26th year on the air. I'm Dave Graveline. We're chatting with the inventor, CEO, and founder of Benji Lock. That's B-E-N-J-I Lock, BenjiLock.com. Robbie Cabral, what was the end deal with Mr. Wonderful that you did?
So in the end, I went to the show. I remember I asked $200,000 for 10% of the company, and then all the sharks were kind of pitching in $200,000 for 20%, $200,000 for 15%. And in the end, it was $200,000 for 15% equity in the company. Because in the end, I actually wanted a partner. I wanted someone that I could also use as a mentor. So Kevin, to this day, has been a great investor, but also a mentor. So any time that I have questions, he'll be there for me. And it was a great partnership so far, because then it really helped me now kind of leverage that partnership to our next partnership, which is Hampton Products International.
Gotcha. So it was a good investment. And how's the company doing now?
Well, it's been great. I mean, I won't lie to you. It was tough at the beginning because, you know, when we partner up together, we only had a prototype. Mm-hmm. And that's why Kevin said, why not license? Because then, Robbie, think about it. You don't have to put all this money and all this investment and try to now create a product from scratch. And then, you know, I had no idea how the retail world works. And that's another monster to try to get your product on retail, to try to compete now with all the companies that actually have been there, done that. And I felt to myself, as long as I can keep my brand name, that's what I want to do. I mean, let's do it. So we ended up partnering with Hampton Products, which people know because they make all the Brinks security locks.
Okay.
And they've been in the business for over 30 plus years. They're the number two padlock company in America. And I felt that they were hungry. The CEO, Kim Kelly, said, hey, we like Robbie. We've seen him at CES. We've been in touch, but nothing really went to fruition until I actually partnered up with Kevin. And then everything kind of flourish. And they said, you know what, let's make a Benji Lock and let's do it. So that process, it took a little bit because they had to kind of digest my prototype.
Yeah.
And then from there, what you call now design for manufacturing, that's a lot of work. So that really took probably almost 6 to 8 months to kind of finalize that idea. And then the original version, which was this one, a fingerprint and traditional key, this one actually came out late August of 2018. And then from there now, thanks to them, we've been able to, the same technology, use it for the TSA travel lock, for traveling, anyone that is on the go. Then we also basically this year at CES, we unveiled a whole lineup of the same technology of fingerprint and key, kind of like, you know, you have your bike now, your bike lock, especially now with everyone going through the pandemic, a lot of people biking and all that. Oh, there you go. I see you. Yep, that you have one already.
We have one for giveaway. So some lucky listener that rides a bike and wants to secure it with their fingerprint can do it. But by all means, and let me remind our audience listening on the radio, visit intotomorrow.com and you'll see the video. So you get to see Robbie and these cool products. You were just demoing the bike lock. So even though I interrupted, sorry about that. Show me how that works.
Yeah. So basically, it's the same technology as the original padlock, is fingerprint.
Just
you
that
unlock
quick,
it,
it unlocks.
That's it.
Wow.
But then you also have your traditional key at the bottom.
Gotcha.
So that was always my main goal when I saw that issue that happened in the gym, because the gentleman couldn't open his locker. He was locked out because he left the key inside. So I said, why not just make it a hybrid? You know, just kind of like how the cars are now in this day and age, going from gas to now you have the hybrid, you know, plug in. You still have your gas. You still can plug it in. I don't want to go all electric. I still want to be in that kind of halfway moment. And I felt that sometimes technology wants to go too fast, which is great. But also, you know, a lot of us, you know, in this day and age, you still get out of my house right now, and all the houses, they still have a keyhole.
Yeah.
So I felt that, you know, the key is still a dynamic thing in my technology, because I felt that people still use keys, but not everyone wants to go all in into the new tech. So that was the whole point, and just try to keep it like that, simple. There's still no app, no phone, it's not connected. There's no Bluetooth. It's very personal security. And that was my goal.
But to use your car analogy, Robbie, which is very good, but then a lot of people, I'm thinking, are probably listening or watching and saying, I don't need a key for my car. I just have a fob and it's in my pocket, and the car unlocks and I push a button to start. So they've eliminated the key in that sense. Do you see eliminating the keys ultimately? I mean, it's a great backup, but don't get me wrong. I think it's terrific, especially if you have a hide a key option, or, you know, you stash one somewhere, especially as important as it is to get into your own house, for example. You want to be able to have that backup so you don't lock yourself out. But you always have your fingers, and the chances are that you're not going to use anything but your fingerprint, your thumb, your forefinger. You, of course, have the option to have many fingers enrolled, if you will, many family members or staff. So there you got extra backup, too. But I've already learned in using the fingerprint door lock, which we love, that I have my thumb, but I also have a forefinger, and then I have another finger on the other hand, depending on what I may be carrying. So I think that's forward thinking as well. But again, using technology very appropriately.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, talking on the door lock itself, I won't lie to you. The first batch of the fingerprint door locks that we did, I still have it here installed in my home. And the first thing I noticed was when I was going to groceries, and normally, you know, in my household, it's always on the go, whether one kid has baseball, the other one has gymnastics, up and go with school, the pickups, drop-offs, all these other things. It used to be before that, we all come in and they have to wait in the door because I have the key and I got to open up for them. And now it's like I'm still unloading and the kids are already in because they use their fingerprint. They're already taking a shower. They're doing their thing. And I'm like, wow, that was quick.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they're all kids. So that's when I knew that, okay, there's something special here, because the younger generation are just kind of getting it right away. And it's just that ease of use.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have our now 9-year-old young Cameron able to get in and out of the studios very easily as well. And he was so proud that he programmed his fingerprint, and especially when other staff still had to punch numbers. So that was very cool. And again, that easy to do. We're so way over our interview time, but you're such a delight to chat with. I can see that you're probably got those creative juices flowing. Your R&D is happening. I'm imagining we can see more Benji Lock products into tomorrow in the near future, and we'll have to get you back on to talk about them as well. Meantime, where can folks find the Benji Lock goodies?
Oh, anytime through BenjiLock.com or BuyHampton.com, and at your available retailer, whether it's Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's, and even your non-traditional hardware stores like Beta or Urban Outfitters or Best Buy. Nice. That's the beauty of a Benji Lock, that now we're able to not only go into your traditional hardware stores, but also these new up and coming retailers that you're not accustomed of seeing a lock. So that's the beauty of it. And also that kind of the partnership with Hampton Products, that they're able to not only manufacture the product, but help me distribute it all over North America. So Very proud of that.
Well, great success, and we're so happy for you, Robbie. You're a gentleman, a young man with a young family, and doing the right thing. It's the American dream, and we're very proud of you for being able to do that. And thank you for joining us on Into Tomorrow. Looking forward to having you back.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. Again, it's an honor, you know, from a CES to another CES veteran. You know, hopefully this coming year we're going to see each other, and wishing you always the best.
Terrific, and we appreciate that. BenjiLock.com is where you can see all the cool products and see what Robbie and his team now are up to. And of course, IntoTomorrow.com is where we will link you to Robbie's site. We're back with more. I'm Dave Graveline. Stay tuned here on the Advanced Media Network.